The former administrator of the Office of E-Government and IT, the first federal chief information officer, Mark Forman, has resurfaced. It's a deja vu for you, my friend. Congratulations on your new job at TASC, where you are vice president for IT services and cloud initiatives. And it's great to talk to you again, my friend.
Thank you very much, Francis.
Why there and why this job and why now, Mark?
Well, I was at TASC actually in the late 1980s, and I think as some of the folks know, my background's operations research. That legacy of systems engineering, analytics, use of data, I think is where we're coming back to as a government. You know, OMB started the initiative with evidence-based budgeting, but there's this movement now to deal with the difficulties in the budget process by relying more on data. I understand you know, there are times you can't get the politics out, but to have the data to do the analytics, to figure out where the high payoff is, that's what I want to be working on, and TASC has that as its heritage.
Do you get a sense that mandate is sticking inside the agency's mark, and that this is something that moving forward, regardless of who becomes president, regardless of what party he or she is from, that's going to stay around, and that is going to be the way that agencies make decisions about spending?
Well, right now, I'm definitely seeing the agencies that I work with. The first round of the initiative associated with the 5% cut and then reinvestment. And while many agencies have tried to do this as kind of a spreader of the knife, you know, the butter cookie cutter approach, we know after this last round of sequestration that we've kind of had enough of that. It's time now to look at what works and what doesn't. And I think people are gearing up, or some already have geared up, to do the heavy-duty analytics to show the costs and benefits of various investments and programs. This is, I think, one of the good times in government management and government management reform.
So does that mean, too, if this is one of the good times, does that mean you're confident that the agencies have access to the tools that they need to analyze that information and know how to use them?
As good now or better than it's been in the last 10 years. I think this push, and I know you've covered this, and you're a big fan, as am I, on the different stats initiatives that are out there. So yeah, there's a lot more data now. I think the GIPR Modernization Act has moved forward, but you know, I kind of look at this as a longer-term trend going back to when GIPR passed and now with the Modernization Act. And it's not a clear rise in the ability to use data and analytics. It's more of a step function. We're on a step up right now, which is, I think, really good for the government and good for the folks involved in these decisions.
What do we need to do to make sure that step up turns into two and then three and then four, perpetuates itself?
Well, I think very clearly debate is good. So having the data and having the analysis is kind of straightforward. I think it's important to have two sides of the data. So there's the puts and the takes side, you know, people defending their current budget. And if they drive more towards evidence-based approach, as well as we have other people with new ideas and innovation. And so, you know, to give you a feel for this, the guidance from OMB is a 5%. Reallocation of funds. Now, 5% may not sound like a lot, but most of the IT spend is generally in the realm of 80% in O&M and 20% on DM&E or modernization and enhancement. You take 5% out of that 80% and move it over to that other 20%, that's a large increase in our modernization spending. So this is a pretty significant move for moving forward on innovation and investment.
And so in an ideal world, you're coupling that shifting of funds with an accentuation, at least, in the kind and quality of the data that you're using to make those decisions. And it sounds like at least there's a potential in the next, say, 2 to 5 years for a pretty decent transformation in how the government does business technologically.
That's right. You know, this is this 5% is non-trivial for new initiatives. The key is, you know, I've long been a fan of having the business case analysis, And there are so many trends now that have to be pulled together, whether it's mobile, which has huge implications, especially for the field and improving the way they do the work, or use of the cloud, big data analytics. There are a lot of pieces of the pie that agencies can look at, and I'm excited that they're now able to do some of the analytics because of things like the GIPR Modernization Act.
I guess I'll go back to something that I picked out a little bit before, though, and that is that data analytics is the area where I hear not just IT people, but other kinds of decision makers in government say, I'm confident that we collect the information, and I'm confident that moving forward, the information we're collecting is clean and reliable. I'm not as confident that we know all the things that are possible to derive from the data, and I'm not as confident that we're analyzing it as effectively as we could be. Is that similar to the set of concerns that you hear from people?
Well, I add in another concern that I hear. We've got so much data.
Yeah, okay.
We don't have the right data.
Well, and trying to figure out which is which in an avalanche situation like agencies are in now.
That's correct. So I think there are several puzzle pieces that have to come together. One is that you have to know historically, where am I not getting the return on investment that I had expected? And I think that data is there, and that should be fairly straightforward to analyze, although obviously very controversial with inside of agency budgets. The harder thing is to look at where are the opportunities in the future and then do the cost analysis and the cost-benefit analysis. I'm a big fan of analysis of alternatives. That's my operations research background. But you also need that innovation to figure out where is an opportunity, even just to have the idea to then formulate into a project plan or something that can be costed.
Mark Foreman's the new Vice President for IT Services and Cloud Initiatives at TASC. I want to talk a little bit about cloud. We could do the rest of the conversation on data, no doubt, Mark. But you talked about cloud, and it seems to be now that cloud is tied almost inextricably with mobile, which you also mentioned. The implications there seem obvious on the surface, but I wonder if there are layers of the cloud and mobile movements that we haven't considered yet.
Right. Well, I think we're about to hit the second wave of the cloud. So the first wave, largely people were virtualizing to consolidate data centers, really consolidating applications into common production environments. And you don't really get rid of the complexity. If you don't get rid of the complexity, you don't generate the cost savings, you don't get the improvement in cybersecurity and so forth. This next iteration, CIOs have to manage to get into common operating environments, common platforms, and we're going to see a lot more movement to the platform as a service model that will underlie making it easier for data to work together with other data sets. You know, we've already seen, I think, big breakthroughs in people who've been using Hadoop and MapReduce and some of the other technologies that allow data to be shared together. When we move to more of these platform as a service environments, we get to see less need for coding and much more opportunity just to do configuration. It means we can experiment faster, we can deploy new streamlined workflows faster, and I think we're going to see a lot more breakthroughs and opportunities in this next wave.
Okay, when you talk about things like that, you're talking more conceptually, though, than I think maybe some folks in government are thinking right now. How do you try to move that line of thinking to a more conceptual thing so that people can think bigger and then accomplish bigger?
Yeah, let me push back on that
okay.
a little bit.
All right.
All right. So granted, this may not have been what companies like Microsoft thought they'd be doing with SharePoint.
Uh-huh.
And certainly where they're going in the commercial marketplace may not be the same place they're going in the federal space. But the agencies that I work with are automating those workflows and leveraging tools like SharePoint simply because it's so easy to configure for workflow integration and data sharing, and the cost and time to deployment is a fraction of what it was in the pre-virtualized, you know, pre-cloud environment. So, you know, granted that may not have been what people thought the cloud would be about originally, but this is the platform service as a service model that's emerging. And the reason the take-up is so fast is because it's very easy to deploy these new models.
I'm not arguing with you about where you see this headed. I would never propose to do that. I just wonder if there is enough of that kind of conceptual thinking going on in government right now with all of the other things that we've talked about, with budget constraints and with the mechanical nuts and bolts things that people are trying to do and the transformation of legacy systems and so on. I wonder if thought leaders in government really have the opportunity that they should have to think on a bigger, broader scale. I wasn't implying that the accomplishments not happening or not going to happen at some point in the future. It just strikes me that there are so many things on people's plates right now that to be able to pull back and think conceptually maybe is a luxury that a lot of folks don't have right now.
Well, yeah, I think you're right. The ability to sit back and think, having been in that role at OMB and even on the Hill, I mean, it's hard to have that luxury of thinking through. What I do think is a catalyst here is in the way OMB's approached this 5% reduction of saying, don't just tell us where you're taking the money from. We want you to put some thought into where you're going to put it in. And part of that is, how are you using shared services? And I'm seeing a big reinvigoration of the shared services movement. I know you've covered that a lot as well. So some of the thinking that had kind of died down is now coming back, and I think it's largely because of some of the recent moves by OMB. I hope it continues. I kind of feel that it is going to continue, at least for the next couple years.
So I've got about 10 things that I've scribbled down on my sheet for us to talk about, and I'm out of time, but I'd look forward to continuing this dialogue, my friend. Congratulations on the new gig.
Thanks very much, Francis.
Mark Forman's former administrator of eGov at the Office of Management and Budget. He is now vice president for IT services and cloud initiatives at TASC. And my conversation with Mark will be up on federalnewsradio.com/in-depth later this afternoon.